listening to the Travel Writers Show.
You are tuned to Travel Writers Radio, the weekly radio show produced and presented by the international team here at Pallet, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and it's great to have you there. Now, this show comes to you from Melbourne, Australia, one of the most locked down cities on the planet, we believe. And while we were recently released from home detention after 183 days of lockdown, that's over the past 15 months, we're still somewhat restricted here as to where we can go. For example, I had booked for some months a trip to Sydney to visit my children and grandchildren. And while our borders are actually open, I'm not allowed to travel more than 25 kilometres, and the airport is 45 kilometres away. So I guess I will forfeit that trip because it was a cheap airfare, and our airlines won't replace the ticket like for like. If I'm lucky, they will credit the cost against a much more expensive fare. Such is life in pandemic times. Anyway, we can't complain because Australia's COVID figures are actually quite small by comparison with other Western nations. And we do have vaccinations and testing programs, and our hospitals are not overwhelmed. So we're lucky we can continue to seek out stories about food, wine, lifestyle and travel, just as we have done throughout the pandemic. Obviously, as travel writers, we are restricted from travelling much or travelling far. But technology's enabled us to talk to almost anyone, almost anywhere, so we can tell the stories we love to find and bring to our global audience here via SoundCloud. We do hope you are staying safe and well, and we're pleased to share this week's lineup on Travel Writers Radio. Reporter Veronica Matheson has a good story about a 73-year-old Anne Triser, who's managed to travel during the pandemic using her recently acquired technology skills. She signed up to the federal government's Be Connected website and learned how to use a computer, so she can now travel virtually. Many Australians regard Bali as their annual holiday destination. Some have even bought villas up there and would retreat to this Indonesian paradise to spend half a year there if they could. Well, maybe there is a way to legally stay as an Australian and to do just that. Our Bali correspondent Suzanne Hart tells us how it works and what you would need to do. I spoke recently to Sarah Holper, who is a doctor of neurology here in Melbourne. She's written an interesting book that's probably best described as a user manual for humans. Over the past dozen odd years, she's answered hundreds of questions from patients, and she's collected her answers into the book, What's Wrong With You? An Insider's Guide to Your Insides. It's fascinating. Damien Malone is a Melbourne-born chef who has worked extensively in Australia, the UK and Europe over the past 20 years as a specialist patisserie chef. He's been also a product development specialist for the major corporate and a teacher at Le Cordon Bleu in Melbourne. So why would he leave all that in the middle of a pandemic to start his own bakery in an ex-furniture factory in a suburb not really known as a foodie hangout? But why are there lines of up to 50 people outside the bread house? That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio this week. We look forward to your company in future. We've got more interesting stories to tell on the people and the experiences available to you in lifestyle and travel. And that's here next week, same place, same time. Meanwhile, you can stream or download any of more than 2,000 such stories on soundcloud.com/Travel Writers Radio. So until next week, stay safe and thanks for listening.